What's going on, y'all? This is King Spider-Man from the cast of Atlanta Hitmakers, Atlanta's Ugly, Stoner's Ball ATL, Fed Squad Entertainment, D-List Celebrities, all that. And this is Crave Reviews, the podcast where we talk about superhero shit, all superhero shit as it pertains to hip-hop genre and just people as a whole, you know, because I am a child of hip-hop, mostly. I like other genres too, but just keeping it real, grew up on hip-hop, East Coast hip-hop, Down South hip-hop, West Coast hip-hop, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we are gathered here today with a good friend of mine, a longtime friend of mine, Mr. Willie Millionaire. Say hi to the people, Mr. Willie Millionaire.
What up, America?
Oh, I guess that was it. His intros are usually longer than that.
I know, right? I've learned to cut it down to a couple of seconds.
So, Mr. Willie Millionaire is not a stranger to Crave Reviews. Like I said, I'm doing a little different this season. You know, whoever drops by, drops by. You know, we might have some guests, some planned guests, but for the most part, whoever drops by, drops by. And today, it so happens that Mr. Atlanta Hitmakers has dropped by. Willie Millionaire, what you know about Batman?
I know it's a new Batman coming out on my birthday.
Your birthday is March 4th?
Nope. My bad.
Is that when it's coming out? I think that's when it's coming out, bro.
Strike that from the record.
Yeah.
Okay. But just to throw a hint in there, for my birthday, you could take me to see Batman.
Because you was born
on the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it because, well, if you're a hip-hop head, you should remember. You should remember what happens on March 9th. Yeah. Or what happened on March 9th, you know.
God rest his soul.
Anyway, so The Batman is a movie that is coming out apparently on March 4th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not seeing anything that's saying it's not March 4th, so we're just going to say it's March 4th. We're going to say next week. It's starring Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne slash Batman. It has Zoe Kravitz as Selina Kyle slash Catwoman. Paul Dano as the Riddler, Colin Farrell as the Penguin, Jeffrey Wright as James Jim Gordon, and Andy Serkis as Alfred Pennyworth. That is a pretty impressive cast.
Why won't they stop playing and put the Joker? Because everybody want to see the Joker in Batman.
Mr. Zonfo say he see you in the bat. You say they put the Joker. You don't think they should. You think they should put the Joker in there again? I mean, he fights the Joker like in the beginning every time. I mean, I think it's a nice change. What you think? Yeah, I mean, because just think about it. Every time you think about Batman, it's always synonymous with the Joker. We've seen,
and that's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to see Batman and the Joker.
So that's the one that you make them wait for. Because you know that's the one they want to see. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just a hint. But to be honest, it's like, I don't think so many people would want to see the Joker again. Because just because I know, because the Joker's been done in Gotham. I don't know if you watched the Gotham series, but the guy who played what was supposed to be the Joker on Gotham, he did phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? And they just did. They're actually trying to do a version of the Joker as we speak on Batwoman. It's not a very good job. I'm sorry.
You gotta be a special individual to play the Joker.
But, like, he's not necessarily the Joker. He's just some guy who's inspired by the Joker. So he's trying to be like the Joker. But now, I gotta admit, this last episode, it's the start of something that might change my mind. He actually seemed like a competent threat in this last episode. You know what I'm saying? The way the Joker is. Yeah, because at first it was like he was only a threat because he had money. You know what I'm saying? And because of the type of family he came from and the manipulation that he was able to pull in the corporate world of Gotham. But this last episode, they showed his real, actual crazy, you know what I'm saying, face to face. Like, and it was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one part where, spoiler alert for Batwoman, if you haven't seen Batwoman, if you watch that kind of thing. But Batwoman and this guy, they're talking, and he's like, and she's like, I wasn't trying to kill you, I was trying to give you hope. And he was like, I got hope? I got hope coming out of my ears. I got so much hope. He reaches in his jacket and he pulls out a gun. He just starts busting her ass. Bow, 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 bow. You know what I'm saying? He said, like, right now, I hope that didn't kill you so that I can beat you to death with this. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty good. I got to admit. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, they kind of dropping the ball with that series right there. They disappointed me with that. But what I was talking about with multiple Jokers is, you know, Jared Leto just did a Joker for Justice League. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Who's the guy that did the Joker for this last Joker movie?
What is his name? Hold up. I can't remember his name. I know his name. I just can't. I can't. It's slipping my mind right now. It is really slipping my mind right now. Joaquin Phoenix. Yep, Joaquin Phoenix.
Do you think that Joaquin is better than Heath Ledger?
Now, that is a matter of opinion right there, because, and then to be honest, you really can't compare the two. Because this is okay. So if there is a comparison, let me try to explain the difference between them, and we'll go from there. So with the Heath Ledger Joker, this is a criminal mastermind psychopath. You feel what I'm saying? He is literally trying to destroy the idea of a certain type of justice in Gotham City. The idea of regular justice. the antithesis to Bruce Wayne's Batman. Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, he just got tired of society, or feeling bullied by society for having this disorder, this mental disorder that causes him to burst out in laughter for no reason.
But that falls in line with the universe of the comic, the storyline.
No. The Joker has never had an origin. That was part of the allure about him. You know what I'm saying? The thing that people loved about him was that he never had an origin. They even, like, that gave writers room to make up any kind of thing. They can do all types of stories with the Joker, you know? And it can just be what-if stories, or not what-if, what they call them in DC, they just other world stories, else worlds. Yeah.
So, who's your favorite Bruce Wayne?
My favorite Bruce Wayne.
It's been a lot of them.
Now that's a good question. Now, are we talking Bruce Wayne or just Bruce Wayne / Batman as a whole?
Well, it's a whole combination, because you have to be the Eric and Bruce Wayne to be Batman.
Okay, so basically we just talk about the character of Bruce Wayne slash Batman as a whole. Okay. It's unpopular. Somebody gonna say something to me about this shit. But to be honest, my favorite Batman slash Bruce Wayne was always Val Kilmer. And that would be considered an unpopular opinion because the Joel Schumacher Batman films are supposed to be frowned upon. But one thing that people forget is that the first one, Batman Forever, was actually pretty good. It wasn't until that next one, Batman and Robin, when George Clooney took over the role of Bruce Wayne slash Batman, and they kind of like
goofed it up.
I'm talking about, oh, it's like they just took a whole bucket of goof juice and just poured that shit in there. It was like, man, look, Arnold Schwarzenegger, go. Vivica Fox, you can even have a cameo.
I wonder why they changed the characters.
Well, they were trying to sell toys. That's why it was looking the way it was looking. It was so bright and fantastical, and everything had like distinct. It just looked like a toy set.
Right.
Everything just looked like a toy set. So, I'm a person that I've made it a habit of telling people that I could teach a class on Batman directly out of my head. The reason being is because while I was locked up, I got a hold of I ordered a encyclopedia on just Batman.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Batman has a lot of history. It's a lot of shit that people don't know about Batman. And it's the reason why a lot of comic fans don't like Batman. Because they feel like Batman has plot armor. Which is, to a degree, is kind of true. Simply because he always comes out on top every single time. There's never a time, and he's always prepared. It's just, I guess that's just the way they created him, you know?
Batman is the man. He has no superhuman powers, but he's whipping everybody's ass.
I always thought of him as, okay, he's still a copy of Superman. Because Superman was the first. So, this is how I look at the Justice League. Batman is human Superman. Aquaman is underwater Superman. Wonder Woman, female Superman. Cyborg. Since we're gonna update it, we can update it. Cyborg, machine Superman. Martian Manhunter, Martian Superman. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody's really a copy of Superman, you know what I'm saying, in a way. Even though Batman is, you know, he's a dark creature of the night. Hey, look, the old man on Peacemaker, spoilers for Peacemaker. Peacemaker was having a argument with this old man that lived next to his dad about his legitimacy as a superhero. And it was so funny. The old man was like, "What about Batman? Batman has a rose gallery. What kind of rose gallery you got?" He was like, "I ain't got no rose gallery because I put them all in the ground." He was like, "And Batman's a pussy." And the old man was like, "He's a dark creature of the night." I He said that shit with so much passion. I felt that shit. That old man believed that shit. He was like, Batman is a dark creature of the night. Don't you like in the net, like the next thing he was gonna say was, don't you talk about him like that.
Batman
is a superhero who appears in American comic books published by DC Comics. The character was created by artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger and debuted in the 27th issue of the comic book Detective Comics on March 30th, 1939. In the DC Universe continuity, Batman is the alias of Bruce Wayne, a wealthy American playboy, philanthropist, and industrialist who resides in Gotham City. Batman's origin story features him swearing vengeance against criminals after witnessing the murder of his parents, Thomas and Martha, a vendetta tempered with the ideal of justice. He trains himself physically and intellectually, crafts a bat-inspired persona, and monitors the Gotham streets at night. Kane, Finger, and other creators accompany Batman with supporting characters including sidekicks Robin, Batgirl, allies like Alfred Pennyworth, James Gordon, and Catwoman, and foes such as the Penguin, the Riddler, Two-Face, and his arch enemy, the Joker. That sums up Batman in a nutshell. But you know, me personally, I've always liked Robin more than I've liked Batman.
I can't get into.
You know why I like Robin though? A lot of people don't know. He's more respected in the DC universe than Batman.
I can see that. Batman's dick. Batman's a total dick. He one of them guys that beat you up and talk shit while he beats you up.
But Batman, like, he's definitely a dick. He's definitely a jerk. But guess what? You're going to live.
You're going to beat that ass.
No, I'm talking about, like, okay, that's Batman on the streets, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, within the Justice League, with the other heroes and shit, like Captain Marvel on Young Justice, on the Young Justice cartoon, Captain Marvel, who's now known as Shazam. Yeah, because they can't use the Captain Marvel name anymore because it's not Marvel Comics. But, he told Aqualad, Cal Duron, who was Aqualad at the time, now he's Aquaman on that show. Spoilers for Young Justice. But, He told him, because Calder was the leader of the covert team, and he was having trouble, you know what I'm saying, having the team follow his orders. So Captain Marvel was like, yeah, I know what you mean. When I first joined the Justice League, Batman used to order me around all the time, and I used to feel like he felt like he was being bullied. But he was like, I never disobeyed not one order. And that's probably what kept me alive.
It's for a good cause.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about Batman. He gonna give it to you raw, uncut, no sugar. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't gonna like it. But guess what? You gonna live through this.
I'm a Batman.
You're gonna live through this shit. The one time I don't agree with a decision that Batman made. Well, there's a lot of times where I don't agree with a decision Batman made. But one time, especially, was in the Justice League Dark Apocalypse War, where Superman just wanted to attack Apocalypse just because it looked like they was about to come back to the Milky Way galaxy. He was like, man, he's coming. And Batman was standing next to him, agreeing, you know what I'm saying? And the entire Justice League was in there and they were discussing this shit. And the only people that really really spoke up against that shit was the Flash Constantine and Lex fucking Luthor. Because by this time, Lex Luthor had joined the Justice League. He hadn't worked his way into the Justice League. So, and even if even Lex Luthor is like, bro, this is a bad idea. We should not do this. We need to just bolster down our forces and get ready for whatever he got is coming. Because if we just go there, we don't know why he's here, what he's doing. We don't know nothing. We can't just attack like that. That's what Lex Luthor is saying. That's what Constantine is saying. That's what the Flash is saying. You know what I'm saying? But I'm wondering, I'm like, why isn't Batman saying this?
You know, he used to do his shit this way.
But it was Superman's plan, you know what I'm saying? And it's clearly a bad plan. The spoilers for this movie, if you haven't seen it.
Spoilers.
But Darkseid was watching them the whole time through Cyborg.
Damn.
They didn't even know it.
Spoiler.
So they sitting there talking about they finna attack Apocalypse, trying to catch them off guard. He's been watching them the entire time. You know what I'm saying? That shit. And Batman went along with that shit. I did not agree with that shit. Another time is the way Batman treated Stephanie Brown. One moment. Because the story of Stephanie Brown, have you ever heard of Stephanie Brown?
Because my next question is going to be who is.
Have you ever heard of the Clue Master? Arthur Brown.
Yes. In the parallel cartoon or something.
Okay. I can believe you've heard the clue, at least heard the Clue Master's name before. So,
let's say that.
Let's talk about the Clue Master first.
Are they all tied into the Riddler?
Not really. The Riddler hates Clue Master, actually. So the Clue Master, Arthur Brown, he was a D-list villain. He actually orchestrated, I can't remember which storyline it was, it's going to come up here in a minute. But here we go. Let's see. He first appeared in Detective Comics 351, May 1966, and was created by Gardner Fox and Carmine Infantino. He is a supervillain, commonly an adversary of Batman. First appeared, blah, 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 a failed game show host. The character became a criminal who leaves clues to his crimes, but unlike the Riddler's clues, they are not in the form of riddles. He is also the father of Stephanie Brown, who became the vigilante Spoiler, and later the fourth Robin and third Batgirl. Yeah, so the Clue Master basically, so when he was the Clue Master, she became the Spoiler so that she could spoil his plans as a criminal.
Right.
Because it was taking him away from his home life with her and her mother. Because he kept going back and forth to jail. Like, dude, it's not working. Let's stop this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, after she, you know, successfully stopped him, she kept operating as the Spoiler. Now, let's go to her. As far as I know, with the help of Tim Drake, she had got some training. Tim Drake, Robin. He was actually the third Robin. Five, maybe six. You had Dick Grayson, you had Jason Todd, then you had Tim Drake, then you had Stephanie Brown, then you had Damian Wayne. And in an alternate future, you had Carrie Kelly. They even had a Robin Gang. Yeah. We the comic was called We Are Robin.
How many of them were?
It was a gang of kids with Robin like shit. The shit was pretty dope. I don't know. I can show you a picture of this shit, cause that shit was pretty dope. It was, and from what I can remember, the most notable character that came out of that was a character named Duke, who became a hero called the Signal. But yeah, they were like a street gang who, because Robin actually stands for something, like it's like some positive shit. But yeah, that shit was real. Yeah, that's the Robin Gang right there. Yeah, they got their different Robin masks and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
So where is their Batman?
There is no Batman. It's just a gang of Robins. In Gotham. So the Batman is their Batman, basically. But yeah, they're not necessarily out with Batman. They're out on their own. You know what I'm saying? But of course, Batman watches over them. Because, I mean, he can't stop them. It's too many of them. You know what I'm saying? So he might as well make sure, you know, they be straight. Make sure they don't get in too big over their heads.
The Robin Gang. I didn't know Robin was such a big phenomenon.
Because Robin was an inspiration. Robin was the very first sidekick in comics. You know?
He's the only sidekick.
Yeah, he's the very first one you think of, but there are lots of sidekicks. You had Robin, you had Aqualad, you had Speedy, who was Green Arrow sidekick, you had Kid Flash, Captain America had Bucky.
Was that a horse?
No, Bucky is, his name is James Buchanan Barnes. Yeah, in the movies he was the guy that was with him, his homeboy, the Winter Soldier.
The black guy?
No. Not Falcon. The guy with the metal arm. But in the comics he was a kid. You know what I'm saying? He was young. At least in the war, he was young. You know what I'm saying?
The black guy.
My bad, y'all had to catch my phone before it died. So we have been talking about Batman all of this segment. I want to go into more, just talk about more Batman stuff, since we got the Batman coming out next week with Robert Pattinson, and I want to try to talk about some of the plot on that and just talk about more Batman stuff. I didn't really have anything specific planned. I didn't watch any specific Batman thing. I feel like I know enough about Batman to sit here and talk about Batman for an hour. So, whatever. See you next segment on Crave Reviews, here with Atlanta Hitmakers and King Spider-Man. Da-da-da-da! And we're back. Crave Reviews. My name is King Spider-Man. You might remember me from Atlanta Hitmakers, the number one independent music video show in the world. You might remember me from Atlanta's Ugly, season 4 through all the way up to season 7. And I am actually making an appearance in the new upcoming Atlanta's Ugly 2.0, Level Up. Shout out to Reality and Black Royal Family and the rest of the cast of Atlanta's Ugly. Shout out to all the new cast members of Atlanta's Ugly. Atlanta's the production team recently, the casting team recently picked up a slew of talented actors. And I haven't been fortunate enough to remember all of their names, but I do want to recognize that they are a part of the cast. They are upcoming, and they are going to make our show level up, as the name implies. So if you have nothing to do, even if you do have something to do, don't do that. Go to YouTube, look up Atlanta's Ugly, catch up on all 7 seasons. It's entertaining, it's hood shit, you know what I'm saying? And you'll be caught up when we start dropping these new episodes. So, back to the matter at hand. The first segment, I was talking about Batman. We had a little time jump. If you're joining me on Only Podcast, it's been a little time jump between segments because I wanted to review some type of Batman content. Even though I know a lot about Batman, I wanted to review something, you know. And I figured since the new Robert Pattinson, The Batman, is coming out this week, as you can see on Instagram Live, I have my Batman shirt. But I don't have my Batman, like I was saying, I don't have my Batman posters because my office space is a mess and it would be a whole project to find that poster. So I have a Batman one and I have a Joker one, and they're both somewhere. But anyway, yeah, the new Batman, Robert Pattinson, is coming out this week. I just saw another new trailer that shows the relationship between him and Carmine Falcone. It showed him meeting Selina Kyle. It showed a lot more from the Penguin. This movie is really looking like something that's going to be very good. Sometimes it's like kind of it's kind of scary or kind of fearful for the success of a movie when they show so much of it during the trailers and the promo run, i.e. Batman v Superman. In the trailer, they show us Doomsday, which was a good surprise, a good draw. The problem was that was the biggest thing in the movie. So it's like, you see Doomsday, you already know what's gonna happen. Superman gonna die. This is the death of Superman. You already know. So y'all just really just spoiled that whole movie. So when we went in, we were like, okay, we know Doomsday coming. I wonder what else is going to happen. And we're sitting there waiting on the what else, and what else never comes. So that's what makes it kind of scary for the success of this movie. But from what I can see, those few scenes, man, it looks awesome. It's reminiscent of the Christopher Nolan trilogy, which is one of the things that I went back to watch. First, I watched a bunch of videos on a recap of Batman Beyond. Shout out to, I think it's J Reviews or something on YouTube. It was very insightful, I'm not gonna lie. J Reviews. Jay's Reviews. Shout out to Jay's Reviews on YouTube. He went over the entire Batman Beyond series in like, I think it's like, oh, it's on 3 parts. I was thinking about the other thing because I also watched his reviews on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and that was like 8. I don't even think I'm done with that one, but I did finish the Batman Beyond series, and shout out to him because it was very insightful, very informative. But the other thing I watched was, I didn't watch the whole trilogy, but I did go back to Christopher Nolan and I watched The Dark Knight. And let me tell you, that movie is so rewatchable. I'd watch that a lot of times because it's so entertaining the way the Joker was portrayed, the way Gotham City was portrayed. Even though I don't like the fact that they spoilers for Dark Knight if you haven't seen this old ass movie, but they killed Two-Face before he even got started. And that really kind of, it was like he became Two-Face. He did one thing, he did another thing, and then all of a sudden he's dead. It's just like, why did y'all do that? You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, damn. And that's the problem I have with the Christopher Nolan trilogy. It was like, it was good, it was awesome, but the fact that he went out of his way to make Batman's world all the way realistic when I'm not saying all the way realistic in that way. I'm saying, you know, as realistic as you can be with the Batman property. You know what I'm saying? As close to real life as you can bring it. That's what he did. And even though that was dope, it was a good way to see Batman, because Batman is that type of character. He's a street level character. But Batman lives in a world where aliens routinely visit the Earth. You know what I'm saying? There are people with special abilities, special powers. There's magic. There's other dimensions. Like, this is the DC universe. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for you to completely remove elements like that out of Batman, it's a little jarring for me as a Batman fan. Now, I'm gonna be honest. Okay, so as far as most of his rogues gallery, most of those guys don't have powers anyway, so it's easy to tell a grounded Batman story without having to use anybody with superpowers. But then you go to part three and you introduce Bane. You introduce Bane. Like, bro, Bane has super strength, bro. It's because of a drug, yeah. But he is actually, like, superhumanly strong. So y'all just made it to where he was just a very strong guy who had a breathing problem, basically. Because the mask was keeping him alive, was whatever his condition was, because I don't really remember if they explained his condition. I just know he was fucked up and that mask was helping him breathe, and if he take it off, it'd be painful. It might have been administering some type of sedative or some type of I guess you could say that was the venom that was making him so strong, or maybe it was holding, whatever it was. When you take it off, he's in pain, because when Batman hit it, that nigga, he was still trying to fight Batman, but he was also trying to fix that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and Bane is a character that actually gets bigger, like, and he pumps himself full of venom, and he gets bigger now. The characterization of Bane and the way Tom Hardy portrayed him was perfect. It was just the script that they gave him, the fact that they took out the more fantastical aspect of his character is, you know, it was kind of a letdown. And the way they tried to adopt the no man's land scenario from the comics, it was okay, but no man's land, it's just too much that happens within that story for you to try to do in one movie. You know what I'm saying? Even with the way that they did it, like, it was entertaining, but it was like, damn, this isn't no man's land. But back to the Dark Knight, just with just back to this trilogy as a whole, I love this trilogy. I don't want to get anything misconstrued. The Dark Knight trilogy is like the cream of the crop as far as Batman movies. Shout out to Sunoku the God. Yes, this is Crave Reviews. If you're just now tuning in from Instagram, I am doing a segment of Crave Reviews where I just wanted to talk about Batman. This is Crazy Views, Sonic Boo to God, just to answer your question. But yeah, back to the Nolan trilogy. So yeah, it was great, but I really, really wanted to see this version of Batman join the Justice League. When they started the Nolan trilogy, it was kind of in the beginning stages of the MCU. It was around the same era. So when Marvel was doing their Avengers thing, I'm looking at DC like, oh shit, this is finna be the biggest, like, look at this. That's how I was with the Nolan trilogy at first. And I couldn't wait to see Superman in this. I couldn't wait to see Wonder Woman. I couldn't, like, the way he was doing it, I was like, one of my favorite characters from DC Comics is the Question. The original Question. Victor Sage Question. And, I don't really have a lot of knowledge on the Renee Montoya version of the Question, but just the character of the Question, I love that character, the design, his history, the fact that he can actually fight, but he's a detective, you know what I'm saying? But it's not like to the level of Batman, but he's not no chump, you know what I'm saying? And in the Nolan verse, I could see a character like the Question, you know what I'm saying, showing up. Even though he doesn't have superpowers, you know what I'm saying? He's a different type of character. You know what I'm saying? Now, when they did Man of Steel, I legitimately was like, okay, here we go. Here we go. I was rubbing my hands. I was like, here we go. Because it was dark and gritty, like the Nolan trilogy. So I was like, man, this shit finna be successful. There's no way they're not gonna connect this shit. And I'd be damned if they don't connect it. Like, that's in my opinion, the DC extended universe, that's where they dropped the ball at. When they allowed the Nolan trilogy to be by itself, and they didn't use that to build their universe. That would have been awesome. You know what I'm saying? Because clearly, you really didn't need to have, you know what I'm saying, Nolan. Like, maybe it was more about Christian Bale. But just to be honest, I think they could have talked those people into doing that shit. Because, I mean, look at the success that Marvel has had. Look at the success that Star Wars has had. These are two cinematic universes, albeit they're very different. Star Wars is way older than the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but they both have success. It's like the blueprint is laid out right there for you. All you got to do is look at it and create your own version of it. That's what Marvel did, in my opinion. Yeah, Marvel has its history in comics, and it has a lot of comics to pull from, so it's like over 70 plus years of history with these characters that they can pull from and create these stories and these movies and these television shows and these cartoons. But when it comes to doing just a cinematic universe, I think they looked at Star Wars and was like, what did they do wrong? You know what I'm saying? And they fixed it. You know what I'm saying? Because from what I can tell, Star Wars didn't start out that way. It started out as, you know, three movies. You know what I'm saying? Three movie franchise. And then somebody was like, well, let's go make some prequels. And then they was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the fandom for Star Wars had grown. There was already books and comics and cartoons out about it. You know what I'm saying? So they brought it back. And from what I can tell, I wouldn't be surprised if Marvel would have had some help or advice from people who worked on Star Wars. And that's cool, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a successful franchise. DC, all you had to do, and look, for real, the people who wrote the cartoons, the people who wrote Batman Animated Series, Superman Animated Series, Justice League Unlimited, Static Shock. Those people are the people you should have had planning out your movies. because those are the people who understand the character. Because apparently, the people that y'all had working on the movies, only some of them understand. You know what I'm saying? The way they did the first Wonder Woman, perfect. The first Aquaman, perfect. You know what I'm saying? Even Man of Steel, I liked Man of Steel. It wasn't perfect, but it was bad. It was Superman. You know what I'm saying? But Zack Snyder did not drop the ball on Justice League. Joss Whedon dropped the ball on Justice League when he took over and he changed a whole bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? Which he tried to create a tone that just doesn't work for the DC universe. You know what I'm saying? But when Jack Snyder came back and corrected it with the Snyder cut, thanks to the fandom, that, you know what I'm saying, that made it to, that put that movie and those events back up for me. You know what I'm saying? Wonder Woman 84 was okay, but it was kind of soft-hearted. What was the guy's name? Maxwell Lord. He was okay as a villain, but the fact that, I don't know, man, because Wonder Woman kills her villains. She even says it in the comics, you know what I'm saying? And even in the comics, where they pulled that story from, the only way they were able to stop Maxwell Lord is by Wonder Woman breaking his fucking neck. Spoiler alert for this story. Wonder Woman breaks Maxwell Lord's neck only because she asked him. She put the lasso of truth around him and asked him, how can we stop you? Mind you, she was asking this because in the comics, he has mental powers. He can control your mind. He had control of the mind of Superman and was wreaking havoc. And when Wonder Woman finally got to him, she put the lasso on truth on him. And she was like, how can we stop you? And his response was, you can't. You're going to have to kill me. And Wonder Woman promptly obliged. Turned that nigga head all the way to his back. And murdered Maxwell Lord. The problem was, she murdered him on worldwide TV. The whole world saw her murder Maxwell Lord. Why didn't y'all just do that? Do you know how fire that would have been? For this hero to have done this on national TV, and then you could have gone into Wonder Woman 3 with her dealing with this conflict. Because it happened in the comics. And it's not like they're gonna lock her up forever, you know what I'm saying? And you could have had her, you had it to where, yeah, she succumbed to the laws of man simply because, you know, that's how shit is. You know what I'm saying? But, and you could have had one of her other villains come in for part 3, one of her bigger villains, and make it to where, you know, they had to let her out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a cliche storyline. It's not necessarily cliche so much as what's the other word? It's like cliche, but it's a different word for it. Trope. It's a common trope. So, but it's a good trope. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't. It ain't but so many ways you could do certain stories. But the thing is, you gotta do those stories in a unique way. That's just how storytelling goes. It's very rare that you find a completely something that's never been used. You know what I'm saying? That's like even with I know with my stories, I usually have taken aspects from characters that already exist, characters that I love, characters that I grew up with, and I create my own versions of them. But also, more of a alternate. I don't know. I don't really. You know what I'm saying? I just put my own spin on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it goes. Has any of you seen the Batman trailer? The Batman trailer is phenomenal. The new footage that they put out, like I was saying, it was phenomenal. The Penguin, Colin Farrell, looks like he's going to do a pretty good job. And shout out to these writers. They've already announced that they are doing a Penguin television series. They're doing a Penguin television series, and it's going to be kind of like Scarface. And I like that. The way the television show Gotham introduced the Penguin, they introduced him as, you know, low level, you know what I'm saying? Came up. He was fucking with Fish Mooney. Then when Fish Mooney died, or was believed to be dead, or she was knocked out of power, he did what he did, and he became the king of Gotham, you know what I'm saying? For a brief moment, you know what I'm saying? He was doing all kind of shit. Penguin is pretty dangerous. Like, if you watch that show Gotham, in like the first four episodes, Penguin killed like 8 people. The Penguin. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just straight up murders like at least about 8 people in those first couple episodes. And it was like, oh, so this is this type of show. You know what I'm saying? But if they're gonna do that with the Penguin for the movies, it's gonna be pretty dope. Because that's what we wanna see. We wanna see more depth to these characters. Like, we love Batman, we love the heroes, you know what I'm saying? But we already know about all the heroes. Let's find out about some of these villains. That's why I like the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. It was a phenomenal look into what could have been the origin of one of Batman's greatest foes. And the way they portrayed it, it makes it seem like, okay, he could have ran into that nigga while after the point of him going crazy, and then the Joker just gets obsessed with him. And to take it even further, you can have it to where the Joker recognized that was Bruce Wayne behind the Batman mask, and that's why he fucks with him so hard. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't never have to tell him. And I think Joaquin Phoenix would be a great Joker in a traditional superhero movie. He played him pretty good in the solo film. So why not? Now, I also have heard that someone else is about to play Batman. I can't remember exactly who it was, but I saw the suit, and the suit looks pretty good, you know, whatever. But I'm like, wait a minute. Another Batman? And I think it was like another Batman in the upcoming Batgirl movie, which is weird to me. Yeah, we got a new version of Batman and Batgirl on HBO Max. Why? Okay, so HBO Max. Let's talk about HBO Max for a second. HBO Max, shout out to them for housing DC Comics content. Titans, The Promise of Titans, it was okay until they got the Trigon. The Trigon arc, it was intense all the way up until the end. And then y'all cut it off and didn't resolve it until season 2. Which was weird. It was just weird. I have a lot of gripes about that show. I like the show, but it's like, why can't Starfire be actually orange like the way she's supposed to be? Why all her race got to be black? You know what I'm saying? I'm not opposed to it, but you know, as a comic book fan, I know Starfire is not black. You know, not even, she's not black, she's not white, she's not Chinese, she's a fucking alien. She's an orange alien. It's not hard to do that. They did Mongal, made her orange in the movies, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at the Marvel Universe. Gamora is fucking green. They got a tree. How hard was it? And then y'all turned around and did Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is good as fuck, and it has some of the weirdest characters. Know what I'm saying? And they throw Cyborg over there for some reason. I don't know why, but whatever. Didn't need to. They already got Robot Man over there. They didn't need Cyborg. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. they face like one of the most powerful DC characters there is that I've seen depicted in live action, because that dude was powerful as fuck. There was nothing they can do with him. His name is Mr. Nobody. There's nothing those people can do with Mr. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? Then they also had Swamp Thing. That was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't what I expected, but it was still good. You know what I'm saying? It's still watchable. What else they had? I think that was it. It was Titans, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing. Now, they also have Stargirl over there. Stargirl is excellent. I suggest you go check out Stargirl. But with Titans, it was like the first season when they fought Trigon, that was a kind of a letdown. It was a lot of pacing issues. This is the only thing I can describe it as, pacing issues. Then you get to season two, which was, I'm not gonna lie, season two was pretty good, except for that first episode where they had to end the Trigon arc, and that was dumb as fuck, because Trigon, I don't know, man, I just didn't like how that ended. But the Deathstroke arc was good, and the way they portrayed Deathstroke and what he had done to his son and what had really happened to him, that shit was bone chilling. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, damn, you really did that to your son? You know what I'm saying? Spoilers for Titan Season 2. He trapped his son, who has psychic powers, the ability to inhabit other people's bodies. He trapped him in his mind so that he wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, join the Titans. It was just... And it's a lot more to it, because Deathstroke accidentally stabbed him trying to stab Dick Grayson, and the only reason he was there is because he was a member of the Titans. So Deathstroke told Robin, if y'all ever form the Titans again, I'll kill all of you. Which, that was a dope ass motivation for him wanting to be a villain to these young heroes. It was like, why this old ass nigga going after these teenagers? That's why they killed his son, or created, in his mind, they created the scenario that killed his son. But man, season three was it was okay, I guess. Like, Titans is just goes up and down. I like the introduction of Blackfire, but it's confusing as to what exactly was gonna happen with her. Then they're stationed in Gotham, where Batman then killed the Joker. Oh, their depiction of Batman is horrible. The depiction of Batman on Titans is fucking horrible. Batman killed the fucking Joker. Like, okay, I guess in some continuities they do that shit, but nah. And the guy they got playing him, he's way too old to be playing, to even be as convincing Batman. Like, when he was on Game of Thrones, I can believe that he was a knight, but I can't believe this guy is Batman. You know what I'm saying? that's just the truth. And I can't look at him, his physicality, and be like, yeah, that's old man Batman. But anyway, this has been another episode of Crave Reviews. My name is King Spider-Man. You can follow me on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. All you have to do is spell the name right, KingSpidamann. If you're on Instagram, all you have to do is add the numbers 720. Either way, if you Google that name, King Spider-Man, you will find me anywhere on the internet. I do Crave Reviews every week, or at least I plan to do more of these episodes every week. We talk about superhero shit, comic book shit, and as it pertains to hip hop and shit that I like. So this has been another episode of Crave Reviews. Check me out. Check out my music. Check out everything. And I will see you all next week when we talk about something else from the superhero genre, superhero media. See you later.